1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Fort Cherry High School for the opening round of the 2026 WPIL-UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Girls Basketball Championships presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Tonight's matchup, the Fort Cherry Rangers host the Raiders of Riverview. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on to monarchtrans.com for details. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Camara Bart. Colada, the Pennsylvania States for Pennsylvania State Senate. Find out more at CameraForSenate.com. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fort Cherry High School. I'm Rusty Pettit. And we're going to be bringing you first round action, the round of 16 for Class 2A. Girls basketball this tournament. Our crew tonight, I'm joined by Sean Saputo. Our producers, Eric Bennett. Cameras will be operated by Brett Gambita and Easton Pettit. We'll be bringing you all the action live on WJPA Sports Network, streaming online, and the video on NFHS Network. We'll be right back here for the Visit Green pregame show right after this.
Is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Welcome back to Fort Cherry High School. Rusty Pett alongside Sean Saputo and the Visit Green pregame show, getting ready for Fort Cherry Riverview. Sean, we were talking right before we went on the air, this is one of the, as far as the girls' brackets go in the WPIL, one of the, maybe the only true, like, round of 16 opening rounds. Everything else, there's a lot of different numbers and all the different classifications, and therefore the brackets, different sizes. Sometimes there's pigtail games, sometimes you've got a smaller bracket like in the class of 6A. But here in 2A, it's a pretty standard top 16 in the WPIL here for 2A. They're going to start. We've got the 4 seed, Fort Cherry hosting the 13 seed Riverview here tonight. I wanted to kind of set up the bracket since we are just getting underway tonight. All the matchups tonight around District 7 in the WPIL, the left side of the bracket, if you're looking at it, going to have the number 1 seeded Neshanic taking on Brentwood. That's the 1-16 matchup. The bottom side of that quarter bracket is the number 8 California team taking on number 9 Laurel. That's at Cal tonight as well. We've got our game here, the Fort Cherry Riverview matchup, and then the 5-12 matchup is Rochester hosting Apollo Ridge. On the other side of the bracket, the number 2 seed Winchester Thurston team is hosting Bentworth tonight at Keystone Oaks. Burgettstown is the 7 seed. They're hosting Jeanette. And then the bottom side of that bracket, Chartiers Houston is hosting Southside. And then finally, number 6, Aliquippa hosting Beth Center. All the winners of those matchups will make it to the quarterfinals, which are scheduled for Friday evening this week.
Yeah, nothing you need to do in terms of figuring things out with this bracket. Easy 16 teams with the 8 first-round matchups. Interesting to see how this one goes tonight. And you look at this Fort Cherry team, they have 2 very productive seniors in Bella Bianchini and also Brooke Cornally. But the biggest factor to this game tonight comes on the side of the 13-seeded Riverview Raiders. And that storyline comes from the fact that star senior Isabel Chaparro, the Division III recruit to Mary Washington, injured a few weeks back, and she is not able to compete in this postseason. So a big blow for the Riverview Raiders coming into this one, and going to see how they're going to be able to withstand this Fort Cherry basketball team without their star on the court.
Yeah, absolutely. Just looking at their record, like they obviously coming from a conference or a section, they're out of Section 4 in Class 2A. Winchester Thurston won that section, followed by Jeanette Apollo Ridge, and then Riverview, the 4 teams qualifying for the postseason. Their first matchup with Winchester Thurston, it was a lot tighter than when Chaparro was not in the lineup. Still handily won 64-43, but you look, their last regular season game, they took a loss to Winchester-Thurston 53-16 without her on the court.
Yeah, and it was the Jeanette game on the 22nd in which they won the second time after losing by 17 just the week prior against Jeanette. They come back the following week. They end up beating the Jayhawks, but they lost Chaparro in the process. And they were able to still, you know, reel off another win against the Ellis School, a much closer contest than the first one, as Riverview won by 28, but it took overtime to take down Ellis School in that first game with Chaparro gone. But then the skid started with the loss to Apollo Ridge and then Winchester Thurston, which was the offense is just non-existent. But on the flip side, if you look at this Fort Cherry team, I mean, you talk about a team that has had a really strong 6-year stretch. 3 straight section titles now for the Fort Cherry Rangers. A 5-game winning streak entering the postseason, having won every game by 27 points or more. They're on a roll right now, and Riverview has to be very careful of how the style of play they're going to have tonight, because I think the way they're going to have to beat the Raiders tonight is they're going to have to really slow this, or beat the Rangers tonight, they're going to have to really slow this basketball game down and try to keep this score very low.
Yeah, Fort Cherry putting up a ton of points this year, outscoring opponents collectively 1,081 to 573 in the year. They were 9-0 in the section, winning Section 2 in Class 2A, 15-5 on the year. And, their only losses coming to either teams that are in this bracket that are some of the top seeds or going up a class or two. They had a loss to Trinity back in December. They did lose to both Winchester Thurston and Chargers Houston, two of those other teams I mentioned in this bracket. And then the last loss they had was two from AAA, same section teams, Seton LaSalle and Waynesburg. But they played Waynesburg tight. And that was a game that we had last week on Greensports, their opening round. That's a strong Waynesburg team, and this Fort Cherry team gave them a pretty tight matchup. That was the last loss they had. They rolled off those 5 straight wins to get into the postseason.
And didn't give up more than 25 points in doing so.
Yeah.
And you know what? The thing is, there's one little, if you're superstitious, for Fort Cherry is this part of the bracket has not been kind to the Rangers over the last 2 years. 2 years ago, they were the number 4 seed, won their first round game, but then were upset by number 12 Southside. Yeah. And then last season, as the number 5 seed, win their first round game, and then they get matched up against Southside yet again and lose in that 4-5 matchup. So you get Southside out of the way to the other side of the bracket, but you still get stuck in that 4-5 area that has not done well for the Fort Cherry Rangers. But They have a really good coach in Clarence Edwards, who in six seasons has made a postseason appearance every year, 93-45 during the six-year stretch for the Fort Cherry Rangers, with three section titles and two state playoff appearances. This is a team that knows how to win. They've done it for a long time. They had a couple of down years seven, 8 years ago to their standards, but things really started to pick up once Clarence Edwards took over when he came over from Chartiers Houston.
Yeah, should be a good match tonight. The Riverview Ladies, the Lady Raiders heading onto the court now, and they're going to start their warm-ups. Fort Cherry has been well into theirs now as the gym fills up tonight. So we're going to step aside on the Visit Green pregame show. We'll be right back here. We'll get you starting lineups and get you ready for tip-off that is scheduled to start right at 7 p.m.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Fort Cherry High School. Rusty Pett alongside Sean Saputo. Captains are having the ground rules being laid down with the referees right now at center court. Got a couple minutes here before they get ready to announce the starting lineups. We got the opening round here of Class 2A. There's action all around the WPIL tonight, boys and girls everywhere pretty much. This is probably the busiest week of basketball, I think. I know it is for us,
the longest.
But for the Whippy, sometimes it just seems like it's flying by too. But yeah, crazy week. This field will be cut in half after tonight. We'll go from 16 to 8 in Class 2A, and then the quarterfinals will be Friday. Now the semifinals are scheduled for Tuesday, and then the finals are all scheduled for 2A anyways, for Saturday, February 28th, 11 a.m. for the 2A final at the Peterson Events Center at Pitt. So should be a exciting run. The top seven teams in the WPIL in District 7 will qualify for the PIAA tournament.
Yeah, and you know what? A win tonight helps you get into that situation to be able to keep that season going. If you lose tonight, you have no other options. Just go home. But, again, when we talk about this matchup, the storyline coming in is the unfortunate injury of Isabel Chapar and how her, what she's capable of bringing to the floor for Riverview is unfortunately taken away. And you're talking about almost 20 points per game at that point. Fort Cherry is going to just have to do what they do best. Play solid defense, keep them off the scoreboard, hit their shots. Things looked a little rough to start warm-ups, to say the least, for both sides. But things picked up down the stretch, and so we get ready for the national anthem here.
Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this event without the express written consent of the WPO is prohibited. And now, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you're able to, please rise as we honor this great country and all the servicemen and women protecting our freedoms with the flag of our national anthem.
Ready for the starting lineups here tonight. We will be announcing them here in the gym. We'll give them to you as well if you're watching online. Of course, you'll see them on your screen. I can do the visiting Riverview Raiders and partner if you want to announce the home team. You can take over after that. So we'll start off with Riverview. They are coached by head coach Andre Carter. And they will be starting off with number 5, Blake Huffman. She'll be joined by number 21, Juliette Broom. Number 2, Gabriella Warner. Number 23, Mia Murphy. And number 30, Elise Baer.
On the flip side, for the host Fort Cherry Rangers, the number 4 seed behind 6th-year man Clarence Edwards. We'll start a 5'9 junior guard forward in number 3, Emily Fender. A sophomore 5'3 guard, Gianna Bianchini. She wears number 5. Brooke Cornali, the 5'10 senior forward, number 14. Number 15, a 5'9 junior center, Julie Close. And at guard, a 5'4 senior, number 20, Bella Bianchini.
All right. At Riverview, Andre Carter is assisted by Tanya Siebert, Logan Shanty, and Becca Fennell. And on the Fort Cherry side, Coach Edwards assisted by Carolina Gasparo and Chad Taylor.
What a cool story with Andre Carter as well. Last year, just was a volunteer assistant, you know, for this team. Then he takes over. He was part-time athletic director. Then the board approved Andre Carter becoming the head coach of the women's, of the girls' basketball team, and then in the process gets his part-time athletic director position moved ahead to a full-time athletic director position. So a heck of a year for Andre Carter, and a good story for the Riverview Raiders as he has taken over this team that is in their 9th straight playoff appearance, and he continued the run in season number 1.
Yeah, it's an athletic department that's seen a lot of success, not just in girls basketball, but across the field in the last couple of years. So great job to the Rangers here. And good hometown support here just in the outskirts of McDonald, Pennsylvania, on the western side of Washington County. And Fort Cherry, if you see the girls huddled up there on the court, they are wearing their home whites with the red numerals and the red and silver trim. The road team Riverview wearing all black with the gold numerals on gold trim as well for the Raiders. Raiders and Rangers tonight, opening round Class 2A girls basketball. Taking the tip for the Rangers going to be Julie Close, and then on the other side that is going to be Blake Huffman for the opening tip off. Switching up some positions here as we get ready. And tipped back to the right side of the court. Eventually going to be dove for by Fort Cherry, and they get it. And coming to the near side, oh, bad pass. It goes out of bounds. That was close with the pass. That sails wide, so it'll be the first turnover of the game. Comes 8 seconds in, it'll be the Raiders' ball. Looks like the Rangers are going to start off a little bit of full-court press.
2-1-2. Trying to keep everything in front. Good use of the middle by Riverview.
Raiders into the half court. There's a mid-range jumper off the glass and in. First points of the game to Mia Murphy with two. Oh, another turnover down underneath the basket. This is going to be off of Riverview, so it'll stay with the Rangers. They will inbound from underneath the basket to our left. It'll be Fender, Emily Fender, doing the honors. Looking for the outlet pass. And she tried to get that one to Close. That one tipped out of bounds. And actually, they're going to say that Julie Close touched that last. So another turnover. Riverview with the lead and the basket.
Great start for Blake Huffman. She was the one on the interior that blocked Brooke Cornally as she went up for the lane.
Almost over and back there by Riverview. And they do get it into the half court underneath the basket. And that pass going to sail out of bounds. A little bit disjointed on that possession. She was straddling the line at center court. Could have easily been called over and back. Instead, they get the turnover anyways. Rangers with the ball, trailing by 2:45 seconds in.
Both teams disjointed early, and when you get those layoffs come playoff time, this is what tends to happen in the early going. You go almost 2 weeks without playing.
First foul of the game. It's going to be on number 23, Mia Murphy. First team foul in this opening quarter play. Get the inbound in. This one also taken away. Coming ahead with it is Murphy. Goes down the right side. Goes to the baseline. Now back out top. Her pass intercepted by Cornally. And they push it ahead to Fender. Fender on the right wing. And she is going to be fouled. That one's going to go to Juliet Brune, her first, team second.
Again, you can just see these two teams. I know you can play scrimmages, but it's a totally different atmosphere at those. With everything on the line now, your season, you can see it's been a little bit as we get our first held ball.
We do. That was another nice job by number 21, Juliet Brune, this time coming over the top to grab hold of that ball and force the held ball, and that possession arrow favors the Raiders. They'll have the ball and the two-point lead. 6:50 to go in this opening quarter of play. They break the timeline, but throw it right to Fort Cherry. Coming back the other way is Fender. Back top of the key. Now a long three. That one's good. Gianna Bianchini gets the Rangers on the board.
Sister Bella finding her on the right wing.
Into the half court come the Raiders. They're going to turn over the ball. Dribbling it off her foot was Murphy. And back the other way comes Fort Cherry. This is Bella Bianchini. She goes down low. There's a mid-range shot there, a little bunny for Emily Fender, and that's going to be good for two. And we got a quick timeout by Riverview. We will take that with them on the WJPA Sports Network. We'll be right back.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromise in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Welcome back. Time out there by Riverview. They're first. They will inbound the ball with Blake Huffman on the baseline. Tosses it in. Gets it over to Murphy. Back to Huffman. And now they try the far side. Eventually get it over, but that ball is loose and going to be tracked down on the sideline. Who touched it last? It was Fort Cherry, so it'll stay with Riverview. 6:04 to play in the opening period.
Fort Cherry's doing a great job with the pressure, but Riverview's doing a real solid job getting it to midcourt. But once it gets to midcourt and everything starts to compact, that's where the turnovers have been coming for the Raiders.
Murphy has it, dribbles towards the paint, now backs up for a jumper, and she hits it. Murphy's got four. It's 5-4. All nice outlet pass. Up with the right hand and in by Brick Cornally. Riverview trying a little bit of press their own right here. You can see here's the jump shot by Murphy. Coming back the other way. There's the little layup there by Cornally. Murphy's got it tipped away from her. Forcheri with the ball. They throw it ahead again. Cornelli with the left hand. That one's no good. Rebound chased down by Riverview. They get it up to number five, Blake Huffman. She dribbles into the half court. She tries to put up a jumper. She is fouled in the process. She'll go to the line for two.
Smart shot on that transition. You'll see it here. So what she does is she gets a little stop, and she saw coming from behind Cornelli and let her lean right into her for the shot attempt.
Cornelli's first. Forcheri's first here in the opening quarter. First one on its way and good by Huffman. Second one on its way. That one also good. She brings the Raiders within one. 7-6 the score. Forcheri with the lead and the ball. 5:26 to go in the opening quarter. Rotating out top is Cornelli. Now she dishes it off to Gianna Bianchini. Now gets it back to Bella Bianchini to the right wing. Gives it to Close. Into the paint with Bianchini up with the left hand. No good. Rebounded by Close. That was close. Up off the glass, no good, but she is fouled in the process. That is going to go on Blake Huffman, and that is her first, team third. First foul shot by Julie Close off the back of the rim, no good. 5:09 to go in the opening quarter. Second one rattles around. It won't go either. Back the other way comes Riverview. Oh, they outlet pass there to Huffman. She puts up the shot off the glass and in. Riverview with the lead, 8-7. Oh, quickly down. Bianchini up with the right hand. She is fouled. She'll go to the line. Rattles around that one, won't go. We are tied today. She was 1-for-2 for the line there, was Bella Bianchini. And up with the ball is Mia Murphy. Goes left side to Huffman, breaks the timeline. Trap put into play there, but now Riverview goes baseline with it. Out to the top of the key. There's a three from Huffman. That one's good. Woo! Riverview now 11-8 after that three by Blake Huffman. Nice pass down low to Cornelli. She goes back out top. Bianchini gets rid of it. Close with the mid-range jumper off the rim. No good. Rebound. Going to be a jump ball. The possession arrow will favor Forcheri.
Well, it was Maya Murphy who started things off for this Riverview squad, and now with 7 straight points, Blake Huffman has taken over.
And pass in. It's going to be taken by Fender off the tip.
Well, they got lucky. She never established inbounds.
Get it out top to Bella Bianchini. Drives into the paint. Kicks it left side to Fender. That three-pointer off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down. And going to be a foul in the process against Forcheri. And we'll see this one's on. There's a couple Rangers in the area.
I think it's going to be on Close.
It is on Close. That is her second. Team third.
Forcheri's going to take a timeout.
All right. We'll be right back here with Riverview leading 11-8 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup, at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
All right, back at Fort Cherry, the Rangers trailing Riverview 11-8, 4:10 to go in the opening quarter. Raiders have the basketball. They will inbound with the Rangers still employing the press. It's worked at times, but lately Riverview has found a way to solve that. This time they toss it out to Murphy. She nearly travels as she crosses the center court. Dribbles through some traffic, has it knocked away, but gets it back. Goes to the right side to Broom. Now back top of the key to Huffman for three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by Riverview and then put back up by Murphy off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Fender. She'll head back across into the half court for the Rangers. Bianchini on the right wing. Now back to Fender. Her toes are on the line. Long jumper is good.
Emery Fender, the three.
Long two there. Oh, wait. They called that a three? Oh, wow. Okay. I thought her toes were on the line. Either way, Fort Cherry, we'll take that. We're tied at 11. Huffman for three. That's off the back of the rim. Too strong. Bianchini throws it ahead. Now up to Cornelli with the left hand. Up and in.
Good bounce back out of the timeout by Fort Cherry to get yourself a little 5-0 explosion.
Another timeout by Riverview. So we'll take that with them, too. We'll be right back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Welcome back. That's the third timeout taken by Riverview.
No, you don't get to take them home with you.
But was it the second? Maybe one by Fort Cherry. Yeah, Fort Cherry the first one.
I know you don't get to take them home with you, but in a playoff situation, you want to do what you can to keep as many timeouts as possible in your back pocket. And I get you're a 13 seed. You want to settle things down with a quick run, but it's only a two-point game. And
Cornelli with the takeaway. Into the offensive side, up and again with that left hand. She's got six on the night. Back the other way come the Raiders. Oh, a high dribble there, almost lost it again. And it is jump ball. I think it's our third one. This one will stay with Riverview. You see here, nice job coming in there by Fender to tie up that loose ball. It's kind of what you mentioned, Sean, where they get into that half court, and that's where they kind of seem to hit the skids.
They've created designs to get to half court.
Nearly throwing it.
Well, you could have.
Oh, and it's taken away again. Bianchini has it. She goes up with the right hand, and no good, but she will head to the line for her second trip there for two.
Well, the reason that turnover happened was because instead of allowing the ball to just go into the back court, you try to tiptoe it, and you keep it in the front court, and that's why Bianchini was able to get the hand in there quickly to make that steal. If you just catch that ball, go back into the back court, there's no hurt to that. You can do so.
Bella Bianchini's first on its way. That one rims out. She is 1-for-3 at the line so far.
I've been impressed with her as a distributor, though. 4 assists already in this game.
Second one on its way, and that one hits the front of the rim and falls in. So 1-for-2 on that trip. She's 2-for-4 of the night. 16-11, largest lead of the night for Fort Cherry with 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. Into the front court they go. Huffman with it. Right wing dribbles to the baseline. Tries to get some space. Now throws it down low, and that one is nearly taken away again. They get it back to Huffman. Jumper no good. Rebounded by Fender. Looking for an outlet. Finds it in Bianchini. Gets it up to Gianna Bianchini. Now back out top to Bella. She will dribble top of the key. Hands it to Cornelli. And there's a super long three by Gianna Bianchini. Misses everything. And back the other way. And getting tripped in the process is Juliet Bruins. So that's going to be a foul on Bella Bianchini. I believe that is her first. That'll be the team fifth, though. So that'll put Riverview in the bonus. Foul shots coming. Or no, it's not bonus.
Oh, fourth.
Oh, fourth. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking.
We were wrong.
Riverview has 5. And
I thought that was shots. I thought that was shots, too.
Yeah.
I had four cherry.
Oh, another nearly intercepted by Gianna Bianchini. Into the half court, though, comes Elise Baer. Here's a jumper. That one is good. And that was a three-pointer. Who hit that one?
That was Huffman again.
Huffman, okay. Huffman with another three. She's got 10 on the night. And it's a two-point game, 16-14. Bella Bianchini hands it off to Cornally now, left wing. Three-pointer won't go. And Baer has it. She hands it off to Huffman. And nearly taken away on the pass, but we're going to have a foul on Cornally. And that one will be number five, and that will put Riverview at the line.
Cornally's not happy with it, but I know you're going for the ball at that point, but if you get that bump, you use the body there, it's going to get called every time.
So that's two fouls on her, five on each team. So both teams in the bonus for the remaining 1 minute and 37. We'll be right back here for these foul shots on WJP Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Mia Murphy missed the first end of the two foul shots. She's got the second one upcoming. On its way, that one goes in. So she has five on the night, and it's a one-point game. 16-15, Fort Cherry leading, 1:37 to go in the opening quarter. They are heading from right to left as we see it here in their home gym.
Murphy scored the first 4 points, followed by the 10 from Huffman, and then the one from Murphy. They have been the duo tonight.
Dribbling and losing the dribble is Bianchini. That'll be a turnover. Riverview with a chance to take the lead. It's been a game of runs here for both teams. This is Baer. She nearly crosses the timeline but stops. Now hands it back to Huffman. She gets it across to Brenza. Brenza dribbles in traffic. Has it taken away by Bella Bianchini. Coming back the other way. Wants to put it up. She has that blocked by Huffman. And we're going to get another jump ball. This one will go to the Rangers.
Great job by Gianna to get the hand in there. Bella to come away with it. She gets blocked. And then Brenza comes away with the rebound, but Bianchini, Bella, keeps her hands in there and creates the tie-up.
Baseline dribble here for Martino. Back out top defender. Dribbles to the foul line. That gives it to Bella Bianchini. Hands it off to Gianna for three. It's good!
Gianna Bianchini for three.
Her second three. She has six, and the Rangers have the lead 19-15. 50 seconds to go in the opening frame. Huffman goes all the way to the right to this side. That three will be no good for Murphy. Rebound fought for and taken away by Fender. Bella Bianchini with the ball. She throws it up to Gianna. Wants to go into the paint and does. Now back out top. Right side Fender for three off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Gianna Bianchini. They hand it off to Bella out top. Top of the key. She goes left side to Martino. Dribbles out top of the key. Now gives it to Fender. Fender, left wing to Bella Bianchini. She's bumped as she heads into the paint. Long range jumper by Fender. That rattles around, won't go. Now rebound by Huffman for Riverview. This is Baer. Baer with it in the backcourt. 2 seconds and one. And last attempt is blocked there by Bella Bianchini. So we head to the second quarter of play. It is Fort Cherry 19, Riverview 15 on the WJP Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Welcome back to Fort Cherry. They lead Riverview 19-15 as we head to the second quarter of play. Rusty Pettit alongside Sean Saputo, Eric Bennett, our producer tonight. Brett Gambita and Easton Pettit running camera for us this evening to bring you all the action video on NFHS Network.
Two things with Riverview. First and foremost, the final possession, you have to know how much time's on the clock.
This one's partially blocked, I think, as that jumper will be rebounded by Fort Cherry. Here's Gianna Bianchini all alone, up with the right hand, and rolls in.
Gianna Bianchini.
Her first two-point field goal tonight gives her eight and lengthens the lead out to 6 points for the Rangers. Murphy into the half court. Guarded out top. Now steps in, looking for help. Gets it to Huffman, left wing. She dribbles down towards the elbow. Loses it, though. Taken away by Fender. Coming back, Bella Bianchini with the ball. Left side to Gianna. She wants a super long three again. That one hits. She's got in the gym range tonight. That's her third three. Another timeout by Riverview, and we'll take it with them on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Back here at Fort Cherry, and Fort Cherry hitting on all cylinders right now, especially from long distance. Gianna Bianchini with three threes, and a couple of them have been at least 5 feet behind the arc.
Well, and it's her sister Bella who's setting everything up. I mean, she gets the rebound inside. She gets the long outlet pass to a wide-open layup. That counts as an assist. It was all momentum towards the bucket. And then you get down here, and then Gianna shows off. She's got college range already as a sophomore. But if you're Riverview, you need to figure out what you're going to do in terms of who's going to control the basketball. Without Aparo, you can see they look very uncomfortable with whoever's going to run the offense.
Huffman misses a three, but then the offensive rebound taken by Riverview and then a foul on the putback. And I think this may be on Bella Bianchini. And if so, that...
It's two.
Is two, yeah. Okay. Two, first of the quarter, and we'll be right back here for these foul shots on WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Gabriella Warner goes 0 for 2 on the foul shots, but the rebound taken by Fort Cherry and then dribbled onto the baseline. So turnover will give the Raiders back the ball. They still trail by 9, 7:09 to go in the first half of play. They will inbound to our right. They get to Huffman for three. That one misses everything. Way too strong. Fender with the rebound. And is going to have it knocked out of bounds by Riverview. And the Rangers will inbound with 7:04 on the clock.
Riverview's settling right now for long-distance shots. They're not trying to get inside, attack the basket, draw contact. All they're looking to do is set up wide-open three-pointers. And they just haven't been working as of late.
Cornally for three from the right side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound is knocked around and nearly a jump ball, but they get it ahead. It's Huffman, nearly travels, and then puts up the short-range jumper. That one won't fall. Rebound, lots of contact, and eventually Close gets it off to Gianna Bianchini. Dribbles into the half court. Now Bella has it. Back to Gianna, left wing. All the way across defender. Top of the key now to Bella Bianchini. Back defender for three. No good. Rebound, though, by Cornally. Putback won't go. Second one won't go. She's going to try again. Puts it up off the glass. That one won't go. Murphy with it for Riverview, coming back the other way. She puts up the mid-range jumper. That one won't fall. And rebound chased down in the corner by Riverview. Back outside to Bear. Top of the key to Brune. Brune on the right side to Murphy. Murphy dribbles out top of the key. 6 minutes to go in the half. Right side now to Brune. Or sorry, that's Warner. Warner tries to throw all the way far side. That's tipped around and taken away by Gianna Bianchini. Back come the Rangers into the half court. Right side to Bella Bianchini. Nice in. Oh, that was a pass down low to Close. She is fouled by Juliette Brune. That is the first team foul on Riverview in the second quarter. That is the that was on 21 Brune. That's her second.
And I mentioned Riverview's not even looking to get to the basket. You had 5'9" Blake Huffman up against 5'3" Gianna Bianchini, who just floats that one in.
Yeah, thought about a three, then dribbles in for the easy bunny for her. Oh, takeaway, and Bella nearly has a quick layup off of that. Instead, we're going to get a jump ball.
Possession stays with Fort Cherry. So credit the rebound to Bella anyways. But the thing is, you had 5'9 Blake Huffman going up against 5'3 Gianna Bianchini. And instead of backing her down to the rim, getting to the glass, Huffman backs off and settles for a 14-foot jumper.
Get it in to Bella Bianchini. Now Gianna for three again. That went off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Bear. She heads back the other way. Wants to take it all the way. Puts it up with the left hand. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Gianna. And she is nearly fouled, but hands it off to her sister Bella. She dribbles into the half court. Left side. That is Fender. And we're going to have a travel by Gianna Bianchini. That will give the ball back to the Raiders with 5:11 to go in the half. See right there, a couple steps on the instant replay.
Riverview still has not yet to score in this quarter.
They trail by 11.
It's a 7-0 spurt right now for Fort Cherry.
They inbound, cross court to Brenza. Looking for help, and she nearly traveled, gets it to Bear. Oh, and she throws it out of bounds, was trying to hit Mia Murphy, and Murphy started to step in a little bit. Too far and couldn't reach the pass, so turnover gives the ball back to the Rangers. 5:04 to go in the half.
I hate to reiterate, but they look so uncomfortable with who they want to hold the basketball and run the offense. They're just so sporadic in trying to find somebody else to just pass the basketball to. You need somebody to take charge, run the offense, and they haven't had that.
Bella Bianchini with the ball into the half-court offense for Fort Cherry, looking for help to pass this ball off. Gets it to Cornally. Back to Bianchini. Oh, way down low and just over everybody. She was trying to hit Amara Martino. That sails over her head, and it'll give the ball back to Riverview. Murphy with it in the backcourt. Now they get it across the timeline, and there was a travel. They call over and bow. Oh, yes. It was a little bit of both. That was Brenza had it in the half court and then threw it right back over the timeline.
Brenza was at the 10-foot volleyball line and threw it back to the half circle on the opposite end. Again, it's just court awareness at that point. You have to be comfortable holding the basketball, and it just seems like nobody from Riverview is at the current moment.
This is Martino, and she goes top of the key to Fender. Now right side to Bella Bianchini, dribbles baseline, comes near side, Martino for three, that one over everything, rebounded by Riverview. Bear with it, looking for an outlet. She gets it to Brune. Now up ahead to Murphy. Murphy on the right wing, now dribbles top of the key. Left side, that is a long three, is going to be short by Brenza. Rebound taken away by Cornally. She has to stop in the backcourt, gives it to Fender. Fender wants to go down low. Martino on the baseline, little contact, goes left side. Cornally for three, it's good! She's got nine on the night, 29-15, largest lead of the night for the Rangers. 3:48 to go in the first half of play. Brenza stops again right across the timeline. This time she does travel. Turnover gives the ball back to Fort Cherry. Into the game comes Amaya Diaz and Gianna Bianchini making her way back onto the court.
There was the dish from Martino to Cornally for three. And again, Riverview needs to settle down here.
Bender loses it for a second and gets it back. Then it's knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Last touch by Brune, so it'll stay with Fort Cherry. Bender gets it out top to Gianna Bianchini. She's top of the key. She's looking to set up the half court. Goes to Fender. She rotates out top now. Cornally with it. This high cycle, they go left side. Gianna Bianchini for three, off the rim, no good. Track down by Bear for Riverview. She gets it off to Brune, and now ahead to Murphy. Murphy stops at the three-point line, puts up a shot off the rim, no good. Rebound, eventually taking by Gianna Bianchini. Bumped in the backcourt by Bear, no call. She heads up the court, 3:08 to go in the first half. There's Fender for three, off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Bear again. She's got a ton of rebounds in this first half.
That was fifth.
And she gets it ahead to Murphy once more. Has trouble crossing the timeline. Finally throws it to Brune. Now back to Bear out top of the key. She loses the dribble, though, and it's taken by Fender. Bianchini all the way ahead to Cornally. She has the ball knocked away briefly, but she gets it back to Gianna for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Cornally. Put back, no good. It's blocked and then thrown out of bounds by Riverview. Fort Cherry ball, 2:31 to go in the half. They lead 29-15.
Good block by Brune, excuse me, but then throws it away in the process.
Fender for three again, right side. That one too strong. Rebounded by Cornally. They give it right back to Fender. Now Gianna Bianchini for three. Top of the key is no good. Rebounded by Martino, and we're going to get a held ball. And that will go to Riverview with 2:16 on the clock.
I want to see Riverview, because they still have yet to score in this quarter, but outscored 10-0. I would like to see Riverview, once they get across the timeline, settle down, run an offensive set. It looks like they get across, and it's just, let's run and hope we can get inside, and if not, we'll just start to sporadically pass it. Right there, yet again.
Yeah, pass intercepted. This is Gianna Bianchini with it, looking for her sister Bella. She's got it. She crosses midcourt. That one's tipped. Taken away by Brune. She tries to get ahead to Huffman, but if you throw it right away again, Bianchini with it. Right side, Martino has her three-pointer blocked. Taken there and put back in. That layup is no good by Diaz, but Gianna Bianchini puts it up and in. She's got 15 on the night. 31-15 the score. Fort Cherry in the lead. Brenza stops short of the timeline again. Gets it back to Huffman. Huffman throws it to Brenza in the half court. Guarded there by Martino, looking for an outlet. And she's going to have to call timeout. Instead, she's tied up for another jump ball. Ball goes to the Rangers.
That is the 18th turnover by Riverview in this first half. 16 of 18 turnovers have been steals.
Martino with it. Out top of the key to Bella Bianchini. Now down baseline to Martino. Back out to Gianna for three again. That one misses and rebounded by Brenza. She has that pass tipped, but it does get into the half court to Huffman. She wanted to put up a three instead. Backs it back out to Brune. She puts up a foul line jumper off the rim. No good, but she gets her own rebound and fights for it. Throws it over to Brenza. Now down low again. That's taken away. Coming back the other way is Martino. High dribble, but she collects it. Gets it back to Bella Bianchini. Left side to Gianna. She goes back to Bella. Now right side to Martino. Perimeter passing here for Fort Cherry. Down low they go to Fender. Wants to put it up off the glass. No good, but she will head in line for two.
I think that's going to be the third on Brune, too.
And that is on 21 Broom. We'll be right back here for the foul shots on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Emily Fender at the line for two. Her first one was good. Second one upcoming. On its way, and that is also good. She has six on the night. The lead is now 33-15, 38 seconds to go in the half. Renzo with it in the backcourt. And dribbles through some traffic. Now throws it, and it's going to be taken there by Murphy. She gets it to Bear. Back to Murphy for three. That is blocked. Taken by Martino. And She gets into the half court from Fort Cherry. 20 seconds on the clock. They can hold for last shot if they want. Bella Bianchini with it. Left side. They go into the paint. And that's Diaz up, and that one's no good. Rebound fought for. Bears got it, and she is fouled. A lot of contact there. We'll see who this one's on. Number 11, Emerson Holmes. That picks. She picks up her first. Team second with 9.4 on the clock. Riverview now, chance for last shot, but they got to get it in the half court first. Huffman with it. Gets it to Brenza. Back to Huffman. Now to Brenza. Trapped. She gets it back to Huffman. Finally to Murphy with 3 seconds on the clock. Dribbles around, and she double dribbled with 1.3 on the clock. Fort Cherry with a chance for one long shot coming up, you'd think. It's like they want to get their long, well, they thought about getting their long-range artist, Gianna Bianchini, in, but I think they're just going to see what they can get here with Bella Bianchini holding it for the half. So that'll do it. The end of the first half. It is Fort Cherry leading Riverview 33-15. We'll be back here for halftime on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to 4 games at once, so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back to Fort Cherry High School. The halftime score, Fort Cherry Rangers leading the Riverview Raiders 33-15. So highlights from that first half. Murphy getting Riverview on the board first off the glass, but Gianna Bianchini right there, one of those long-range threes that she was able to hit. She leads all scorers with 15 points after one half of play, and she did a lot of her damage from downtown, Sean.
She did. Gianna was on fire. As you're watching right now, you can see Murphy. She was 5 of the 10 for them. And there you got Cornally. She chipped in 9 in this first half. And then at the top of the key, Huffman there. She's the leading scorer for Riverview with 10. But here's a triple from Fender. She's got 7 in the first half. And there's Cornally again, just set up easily by Gianna for the lay-in. Cornally yet again taking it inside. That's where she's done her damage, 6 of 9, coming from the interior. Huffman, pair of triples for Riverview, and then there she is, Gianna. The soft, quick hands on the triple. A launch pass from her sister right there. Easy buckets. And then the college range showing off is the sophomore in the first round of this one.
A little floater in the lane for good measure.
She's got some good game.
Yeah,
looking good. And she's got 2 more years to go. Both these teams don't lack youth. We can say that.
Cornelli stepping outside for that three. You saw those couple fast breaks she had. That speaks to something you had talked about in that first half, the amount of turnovers by Riverview. And they're finding many ways to turn over the ball, like whether it's getting caught in a held ball situation, whether it's traveling all over and back with the court awareness there. They're not doing themselves any favor in the offensive zone.
There's no structure. Again, you get into these situations, you know how good Fort Cherry is, undefeated section champions, but the thing is, you have to still have structure. You don't have anybody that's trying to run an offense. Nobody wants to hold the basketball. They see a couple converge, they panic, and they just launch the ball to wherever they see a black jersey. You gotta control yourself. You should never go 8 minutes without scoring a bucket. And that extends long into the first quarter as well. So if you're Riverview, come out. I know you're down 18. Likely an insurmountable, you know, deficit, but it's not in this case scenario. You're a playoff team. Come out and run an offensive set to start things off. Get something going. You know, try to get the ball into the interior. Try to get the bigs in foul trouble. Get Cornelli in foul trouble. Get close. Get Fender in foul trouble. And try to get to the foul line. Move inside a little bit. Stop settling for three-pointers. That's the key thing. 20 turnovers in the first half for Riverview, as to just 10 for Fort Cherry. And that's where the game has to change right now if you're Riverview in the second half, is you have to get structure. And you can tell not having Isabel Chaparro on the court is hurting them, because what would Fort Cherry be doing in this instance right now? They would be trying to go after Chaparro. They know she's their best player. So you're going to try to take her away. And when you take her away, it frees up somebody else. They don't have anybody to free up right now because Chaparro's not out on the floor to create space for others.
Trying to track down some other scores here next, there's so many games going on. I don't know if you have any
best
other updates.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, football season, you're good. Once you get the basketball season, it can be a doozy.
Yeah. We will pass anything
I have one in 5A boys, Franklin Regional leading Shaler 43-39.
All right. But there is about 4 minutes on the halftime
clock.
Southmoreland
Washington score. Southmoreland leading Washington 30-22.
All right.
And then the Moon Tigers. Oh boy. Moon and Penn Trafford are. This is boys basketball. They are in a dogfight. 15-13 at the half between the Tigers and Warriors.
Wow.
And number 13 on the boys' side is looking to make a statement right now. Only down by two and holding the Tigers to 15.
We'll try to get some more of those halftime scores when we come back here and get you ready for the second half start on the WJPA or Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Welcome back to Fort Cherry, getting ready for the second half. Here are some halftime scores from around the WPIL boys basketball. Shadyside is leading Bishop Canavan right now, 33-22 at the half. Wash High trailing Southmoreland 30-22. That one also at the half. Waynesburg hanging in with Mohawk. That's a first seed Mohawk taking on the 16 seed Waynesburg. The score at halftime 35-27, so a little bit closer than a lot might have thought in that one. And so far, that's all I've got.
I want to hit a little more on this one about the first half that Bella Bianchini had. Now, she only had 2 points, but you can tell her game is to facilitate, create, and steal. Because with her 2 points, she added 3 rebounds. This is, to me, ungodly. 7 assists in the first half to go alongside 4 steals.
Wow.
That is a true point guard, if I've ever seen one, in the old-fashioned sense of the word.
Oh, yeah. She's been in the mix. All the passing lanes, she's getting in there and doing a great job. They will start heading from left to right, will the Rangers, this time, as we see it here in the gym. 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready for the third. But with the ball first are the Raiders. They will be moving, of course, right to left. They will inbound from across the court. They get into the backcourt to Bear. Elise Bear now. Oh, so he loses that one right away. Gianna Bianchini with the takeaway, and she is fouled. And this will be before the shot attempt, so Rangers ball. You see Gianna, nice job getting a hand in there, taking it away, and then the reach-in by Bear. That is her first. They toss it into Gianna. Dribbles inside the paint. Now pushes it back outside to Bella Bianchini. Spins around, goes to the elbow. Now back, a long-range three is blocked by Cornelli's attempt, and Riverview back the other way with Huffman. Oh, and she has that go wide off of a foot, and it's taken by Bear. 10 seconds still counting right now. Huffman gets it into the half court. She goes right side, and to Brune, nearly loses it. Then the layup is taken away. Warner has it blocked, and back the other way come the Rangers. Cornelli with the left hand. She is blocked, and that was Brune on the block on the other end. So a couple block shots to start this second half. You see the swat here by Brune. Oh, nice feed down low, and that was tipped away again by Brune. It was going to be what looked like an open look for Cornelli. Instead, turnover gives the ball back to Riverview. Lots of turnovers here in the opening 42nd of the second half. And as I say that would nearly fumble. Bear gets it across the timeline. Now has her pass blocked and taken away by Cornelli. And she loses it out of bounds. Who last touched? And they're looking. They come to the near side. Both officials on the far side looked to the close, the official the closest side to us, and she gave them the deciding vote. Riverview ball with 7:12 on the clock. And Brune has her pass blocked, but Huffman gets it back, puts up the jumper at the elbow. That one no good. Rebounded by Gianna Bianchini. She hands it off to Bella. She will bring it across for the Rangers. Back to Gianna on the right wing. Dribbles into the paint. She is knocked down and fouled on her way to the hoop. So this will be Rangers ball. And this is on
Bear again.
Oh, it is. Okay, I thought maybe that was going to be Murphy called for the contact, but Bear picks up her second. Rangers toss it in. Cornelli on the baseline. Her pass blocked and taken away by Brune. She comes back the other way for Riverview. Wants to take it all the way. Up with the right hand. Too strong. Rebounded by Bella Bianchini. And Cornelli now down low, wide open. His Fender puts it up off the glass and in.
Emily Fender.
Fender's got 9 on the night, first points of the second half. It's a 20-point lead for Fort Cherry. 35-15. 6:28 to go in the third. That pass is tipped, but they get it back, and Riverview puts up the three. It's too strong for Murphy, but Barry, then with the rebound, puts up the shot. No good, but she is fouled and ahead of the line for two.
Eighth rebound of the night for Bear. She's been doing really well rebounding the basketball, and finally a chance to end a 16-0 run.
Julie Close picks up her third foul, and that she won't do it on that foul shot. That one off the rim, no good. LC Bear will have a second opportunity from the charity stripe. On its way, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, fought for, taken away by Riverview. Up and in for Juliet Brune, and she gets her first points of the night and breaks that run. And there's Gianna Bianchini. Thought about another really long three instead for Fender for a long jumper. That's off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Bear. Almost double digits now for her on the rebounding side. Brune with it in the backcourt. Gets it across to Murphy. Thought about a three. Now steps back for it and puts it up. No good. Rebound. And it was going to be Close with it, but she stepped on the baseline. So turnover gives Riverview the ball. Close will come out with those three fouls. And into the game comes Amaya Diaz. Riverview trailing by 18 with the ball. 5:51 to go in the third. They get it down low. Huffman up and in.
See what happens when you just draw something up real quick. Nice design.
Oh, back the other way. Oh, that short layup won't go for Fender. Rebound fought for by Diaz. And jump ball will stay with the Rangers. Couple buckets in a row by Riverview to climb back to a 16-point deficit. Oh, this pass taken away. It's Murphy coming the other way for the Raiders. Rolls outside the arc, now hands it off, and they get it back to her out on the right wing, and she has it go off of Maya Diaz's foot, so it'll stay with Riverview.
Turnover bug has caught Fort Cherry in this second half so far. Five turnovers already.
Brune throws it in, and it's outside to Huffman. Guarded closely there by Bella Bianchini. Here's a long three for Brune. That one's no good. Gianna Bianchini with it, gives it to Bella. She throws it all the way down. Cornally can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds.
Six turnovers now for Fort Cherry. They just got to settle down a little bit. You got a 16-point lead. Run some half court. Take some time down.
Brune with it. Into the half court for the Raiders. Dribbles around into the paint. And nice swat away by Cornally, but then someone gets called for the foul. Is it her or who's the foul?
That's on Cornally.
It is. And so Cornally now with three fouls. That is the team second in the third. 5:07 to go in the third quarter. 35-19 the score. Fort Cherry with the lead, but Riverview trying to climb back into this. Huffman, the short jumper off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Diaz. We're going to get another jump ball. This one will stay with Riverview.
Tenth rebound of the night for Bear on the contested rebound tie-up.
Huffman for a long two. That one hits the side of the backboard and goes out of bounds. So it'll be Fort Cherry ball with 4:59 on the clock.
Don't go to rush on that shot. You weren't in a good spot. You were angled behind the hoop. Just settle in.
This is Bella Bianchini. Hands it off to Fender. She dribbles top of the key. Gianna Bianchini nearly loses it but gathers it back. Gives it to Bella on the right wing. Hands it off on the baseline to Martino. She dribbles out to the right wing. Now takes it out top of the key. And that is tipped out of bounds by Brune. Ball stays with Fort Cherry. Martino throws it into the backcourt, and it's nearly taken away, and it is going to be a travel on who? Who had the ball? Oh, they're saying Bear had the ball, but she traveled. So it'll stay with Fort Cherry.
So Bear got the steal.
Yes.
And then the travel. Back-to-back turnovers on each side.
Throw it in. This is foul on Bear again. She's been handsy the entire game, but now in the second half she's getting called for it. She's picked up three quick fouls here in the third quarter. Martino with it, looking to inbound, throws it into Bella Bianchini. Dribbles around, being followed there by Bear. Now top of the key. Hands it off to Gianna, into the elbow, passes left side to Martino. Rotates out top. Bella into the paint now, wants to take it with the left hand. That one's too strong, rebounded by Huffman. Back the other way comes Murphy. She's got help. Brune with it. Puts up the short jumper off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Diaz. And she hands it off to Martino, who is fouled immediately by Brune in the backcourt. And that is her. I have her with four now.
I as well.
So Juliette Brune now with four fouls will come out. Coming into the game for her is Lana Lynch. Bianchini in the backcourt. Nearly halfway through the third quarter. She dribbles to the three-point line. Now hands it off to Gianna. She dribbles into the paint. Kicks it back to Fender, top of the key. Rotating out top now is Bella. She throws it, and it's intercepted again. This is Murphy coming back the other way, pushing it. Has it taken away, out of bounds, touched by Fort Cherry. But a good job by Gianna Bianchini to catch up to force that ball out of bounds. Diaz will come out close back in for the Rangers. Just the one bucket so far for Fort Cherry in this third quarter. They're being outscored. It's a low-scoring fourth quarter, mind you. It's 4-2, basically, for Riverview in this frame. Long three for Murphy off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Fender. Pressured in the backcourt, looking for some help. Gets it to Bella Bianchini. Now she will head towards the timeline. Crosses it to the right side. Now left side wide open. Martino for three. That one rattles around and won't go. Back up top. Gianna Bianchini to the elbow. Passes back outside. Another three. And that one's good by Fender. Oh, that was so her toe was on the line that time. I thought she stepped on it earlier and I was wrong. This time I thought she had the three and I was wrong again. She has 11 on the night. That one tipped up in the air. Taken away, but traveling with it is... Oh, what did they say? There's a foul before the travel. So what do we got? That foul is on Blake Huffman.
Yeah, she got pushed from behind.
That's two for Huffman. That is five, though, for Riverview. So
she's shooting.
Put it at the line, yeah. 3:08 to go. That's a long time to be in double bonus, Sean.
That's not where you want to be if you're Riverview in a game where you need to play catch up. You don't want to have Fort Cherry be heading to the line for free points.
Bianchini, Bella, all her scoring, her 2 points have come from the line, so she'll head back there. That one's good. Bella second on its way. That one also good. Nothing but net. She's got four on the night, all from the foul line. Oh, inbound pass, and we are going to have just out of bounds. I thought that far official was calling a foul, but it was just out of bounds. So they'll stay. Oh, they're saying last touch by Riverview. So turnover right off the inbound pass. This is Martino with it for Fort Cherry. Looking to inbound. Gets it right underneath the Fender. No room to put it up, and she nearly traveled. They get it back to her for the baseline jumper. That one no good. Rebounded, fought for, and taken eventually, by Fender in the backcourt.
Shoots her own rebound in the backcourt.
It doesn't happen very often. Gianna Bianchini with it. Top of the key now to Bella Bianchini. Wide open is Martino. She dribbles baseline now. Puts it up with the right hand, and it's good. Amara Martino gets on the board. Her first field goal of the night.
Another assist, too. It was just two easy dribbles and a lay-in for Martino.
Backcourt pressure again. Murphy loses it. Into the front court she goes and fights for it on the ground. Picks it up and has it taken away. And it's going to go out of bounds off of her. Fort Cherry basketball. Burgettstown girls basketball leading Jeanette 29-14 in the second half. Down low they go to Close. Guarded there by Huffman. Puts it up off the glass. She is fouled. That was not Huffman. That was Lynch actually guarding her, and she picks up her first foul. And that will put
number 15, Julie Close, at the line looking for her first points of the night.
0 for 2 from the stripe. She's chipped in 4 rebounds in this one.
That one won't go. Coming back into the game now, Cornally. Bender will take a break. Close to second, and she hits it. One for 4 on the night, and that ball tipped by Gianna Bianchini. It's going to go out of bounds, so it'll stay with Riverview, but they are just there, just having trouble getting the ball in bounds now.
Yeah, it was clean in the first half of this third quarter, but since that midway point, it's slopped up a little bit for Riverview.
They throw it across, tipped by Close and taken away, and she throws it to right to Murphy, though. Coming back the other way is Riverview. Mia Murphy thought about a three, now goes down low, and that is going to be a foul. That was they're trying to get the pass to Warner. She is fouled in the process by. That is on Close, and that is her fourth.
Oof. Foul trouble building up.
She will take a seat. Diaz comes back in for her. 1:58 to go in the third. Third team foul for Fort Cherry. And we got a timeout for Riverview. We'll take it with them. We're on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. Video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here at Fort Cherry, Riverview with the basketball. They trail 42-19. Lynch gets it in, and it's nearly taken away, but they have it out top to Murphy. Murphy, top the key now. Guarded by Gianna Bianchini. Dribbles to the left side. Stops the dribble, gets it back to Bear. Now to Huffman, top of the key, and she has that ball tied up. We get another jump ball. And possession arrow with the Rangers.
And that is the seventh steal of the night for Bella Bianchini.
Nearly a double-double with assists and steals. She's got the ball. From left to right, crosses the timeline. Top of the key. Gianna Bianchini goes right side. Cornally dribbles in and puts it up. This is before the shot. She is fouled, but she will go to the line because Fort Cherry's in the bonus. And that is on 22, Gabriola Warner. Her second. Cornally at the line with the double bonus in effect. That went off the rim, no good.
Offensive player can't extend the arm.
Let's go, let's go, let's box out. We're going forward.
Cornally's second one on its way. That one does hit. She has 10 on the night. Oh, ball taken away by Gianna Bianchini up at the right hand and in. Quick steal and 2 points. Bianchini now with 17. Murphy with it now in the backcourt. Huffman. He will dribble up with 1:20 on the clock in the third quarter. They get it to Bear outside the three-point line on the right side. She gets it back to Huffman. She's guarded closely, and it's taken away. It's Martino with it. Looking for help. She's got Bianchini. A nice pass down low. Bella Bianchini can't get the right hand to go. Cornally gets it back. Saved by Diaz, but it's thrown right to Riverview. Bear comes back the other way with it. Double team in the backcourt, though, and she travels. So the double team by both Bella Bianchini and Martino forces the turnover here. You can see it on the replay.
Chaos.
Amara Martino will inbound, basket to her right. 54 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Nice pass to Cornelli, up with the right hand and in. She's got a dozen. Largest lead of the night now, 47-19. We are 2 points away from having the mercy clock in effect here near the end of the third quarter. Across the timeline, Bear with it. Gets it back to Huffman. Huffman dribbled back to Bear on the left wing. Down low to Lynch. She's double-teamed there. Has the back to Huffman. Puts up the short-range jumper. That's too strong. The rebound fought for. We're going to have another held ball. This one should stay with Riverview. Going to have some fresh legs coming in for Riverview. We've got Stemfer coming in along with Brenza and number 33, Eleni Doas. And number four, I missed one more that came. Number two is Lochran. Elizabeth Lochran off field by Gianna Bianchini. Into the half court. Guarded there by Lochran. Gives it to Bella Bianchini outside the left wing. 16 seconds to go. Cornelli dribbles in. Puts it up off the Euro step. Doesn't go, but she gets the put back. That one won't go, but she'll head of the line for two. That is on number 14, Maisie Stemfer. That is her first. Of course, in the bonus are the Rangers already for the remaining 10 seconds still. And Cornelli will have a chance to put this into mercy clock if she hits both of these. She hits the first. Cornelli, second of two free throws coming up. And that one rattles around and falls in. So 30-point lead now, 14 for Cornelli on the night. And that ball tipped again. It's Brenza with it in the backcourt. She's double-teamed, having trouble getting across the timeline. Gets it to Murphy. She dribbles across, gets it top of the key, but can't get off a shot. And Fort Cherry takes that 30-point lead into the fourth quarter. They lead 49-19 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation video on the NFHS Network.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Start of the fourth quarter, 49-19, the lead for Fort Cherry. So mercy rule should be in effect. I'm Rusty Pett alongside Sean Saputo, Eric Bennett, our producer tonight. Cameras run by Brett Gambina and Easton Pettit. And with it is Bella Bianchini. Down to Cornelli and now down low. This is Martino. Out top to Bianchini, dribbles left wing, down to the baseline. Nice pass, and they go right wing to Martino for three. That one off the rim, no good, but Martino gets her own rebound. She is hit from behind by Huffman, and that is number three, I think, for Blake Huffman. First team foul here in the fourth for Riverview. Clock continues to roll, of course. End let pass is knocked out of bounds by number 21, Juliette Brune. She's playing with four fouls. Wash High boys now leading Southmoreland 43-41 in the fourth quarter. That pass is knocked out of bounds again by Riverview. Shady side still up on Bishop Canavan, 47-34. That's in the third. Bianchini looking for an inbound pass. We'll have that one go off a Bear and out of bounds, so we'll do it all over again.
We've killed about a minute of clock just on these inbound passes with the running
clock.
Yeah,
we have. It's under 7 to go. It makes it certainly go a lot faster. They get it to close. She puts up a mid-range jumper off the rim. No good. Rebounded there by number 22, Gabriella Warner. And Bruin gets it ahead to Huffman now. At the three-point line, she puts up a line drive three-pointer. That one's no good. Now ahead to Martino on the fast break with the right hand. She is fouled, and she will go to the line for two. And getting up gingerly is, I believe that's Huffman.
She went knee first right into the padded wall.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
Yep. She's trying to get the block from behind.
So we'll give her a break while they take a look at her. We'll be right back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and NFHS Network.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
And that's a good sign. Blake Huffman able to walk off, although gingerly, to the sideline. As Shauna mentioned, she kind of went knee first into that padded wall over there and may have actually had her knee maybe hit below the pads where the trim is on the bottom. That would be a lot less forgiving. You can see here on the replay, she goes down hard. No, she did. You know what? And it was actually not the knee that hit the wall. It was the one she tried to stop herself with, that left knee. So from the line here is Martino. And her first one is off the rim. No good. She'll have another coming up. Mohawk boys did defeat Waynesburg 74-49. They pulled away in that one. The number one seed in Class 3A boys will move on.
Yeah, Bobby Fadden woke up in the second half.
And the second one by Martino is good. She's got three on the night. One for two from the line. Back the other way comes Riverview. This is Warner with it. She throws down Little Bear. Now to Lynch on the left side. Off the glass and in. And that is the first 2 points for Lana Lynch on the night.
Lana Lynch,
on the right side, this is a three by Martino. That's too long. Rebounded by Riverview. Coming back is Bruin. She's got Bear down low. She puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Cornally. Bear fights for it but can't get it away from her. So Bella Bianchini throws it ahead. A nice pass. And not being able to get the shot is home, so she goes back outside. Top of the key for Cornally. That one's blocked on the three-pointer. Bear gets the rebound, nearly steps out of bounds. Instead, has it tied up for a jump ball with 5:19 to go on the counting clock, and Riverview will have the basket.
Block Bruin, her third. Another rebound for Bear. She's got 11, but then they turn it over for the ninth steal by Bella Bianchini, who drew the tie-up.
And
looks like Bruin's night's going to be done.
Yeah, at least she is done. Riverview with their head coach, Andre Carter, getting some fresh legs in here and some playing time in this postseason.
This is a young squad. I mean, they lose Chaparro.
Ooh, travel. Travel by Brenza will give the ball back to Fort Cherry.
But they lose Chaparro, the star of the team. They lose Lynch, who comes off the bench. Everybody else, this is a fairly young roster. Even next year, they only have a pair of juniors with Huffman and Brunn both coming back.
Cornally loses it down low. That one is taken away by number 33, Alini Doas, but taking it right back is Cornally. Back left side, Bianchini for three, and she hits it. Gianna Bianchini hits another three. She's got 20. And this is Brenza with it. She's guarded by Bianchini. Gets it off to Stemper. She has that pass blocked, but she is fouled in the process. I believe that is going to be on Fender. And
Macy Stemper is stunned by the call. Gianna Bianchini was a little shocked, and then the freshman Stemper looked over at the bench and goes, wait, I shoot?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she will go to the line.
You're going to get three cracks at it.
And first one, high arcing shot is going to hit the rim, being no good. Yeah, that foul was on Gianna Bianchini. That is her first, team first here in the fourth. Clock is stopped while these free throws are made or attempted. That went off the glass and in.
Banks stay open late here in McDonald.
They do. Girls action, Winchester Thurston, a big win over Bentworth tonight, 67-13 in that one.
That's a really good Winchester Thurston.
This
squad.
One just barely taps the front end of the rim there. No good, but the rebound is tied up for a jump ball, and that'll go to Fort Cherry. Boys basketball, Seton LaSalle defeating Charleroi 82-52. Back the other way comes Bella Bianchini. 3.5 minutes to go on this rolling clock. Fort Cherry leading 53-22. In position to advance to the quarterfinals in Class 2A girls WPIL action. Right side, Bella Bianchini down low. And that one not being able to handle down low. I don't have, I got to look on my roster. I don't have a 42, do you?
I don't either.
I don't have a 42 on the roster for Fort Cherry, so I apologize. Cannot give you the name on that one. See if we could deduce maybe.
Another steal by Bianchini as she tips the pass.
Now down to Gianna Bianchini on the baseline. Down low to Fender. That one will not go. Rebound, though, put back by Cornelli, and it's good. She has 16 on the night.
Goes with 12 rebounds as well.
I do have a 24. I wonder if that's Frazier. Olivia Frazier.
Yeah, I saw her on the bench. Okay, she had her jersey on. Right, she's out.
And that one goes. That's number two. That's her first bucket. That's Elizabeth Loughran.
About the shortest one on the court at 4'11 in the paint.
Here's a three by Cornelli. That's too far, and that's going to be rebounded by Riverview, and that's going to be another held ball with 2:10 on the clock. So, yeah, getting on Elizabeth Loughran.
The smallest player on the court. At 4'11", Elizabeth Loughran. She wasn't fearing the trees.
She was not. She made a count. 55-24 now the score. It'll be Brenza in the backcourt for Riverview. In the half court now, it's Loughran again. That time it is blocked. And we're going to get a foul, and I think that's going to be on Doas, but we'll get the official call here. Yes, that is Lainey Doas. It's her first, team third. 1:26 to go. Fort Cherry inbounding the ball from our left. And this is Martino with the ball. Is it defender out top, left side. There's a three, and that one rattles around and won't go for Holmes. And we have another jump ball. This will go to Riverview. No score from Rochester and Apollo Ridge tonight. That would be whoever, that'll be who Fort Cherry will face in the next round, which is the quarterfinals. The winner of that game. Loughran with it on the right wing. Gives it to Brenza. Now back to Loughran. Goes right through her legs. Going to be taken away by Fort Cherry. Back comes Martino. 33 seconds to go. Dribbles to the right wing, and they go baseline defender. Thought about putting it up. Said passes it back outside and to Holmes. Now back to Holmes out top. Left side and back out top defender. 18 seconds. Martino dribbles with it. Cherry just winding down this clock so we can hear the buzzer, and they will advance officially to the quarterfinals. 7 seconds to go. That will do it, and the final seconds tick off. The final score is Fort Cherry 55, Riverview 24. We'll be right back here to wrap things up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation, video on NFHS Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school basketball teams and the hustle they bring to the court, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Back at Fort Cherry, the final score, Fort Cherry Rangers 55, the Riverview Raiders 24. And Sean, it was a fairly close matchup in the first quarter. The Fort Cherry had the lead 19-15, but after that the turnovers started to pile up for the Raiders, and Fort Cherry just ran away with this in just about every single facet.
39 turnovers by Riverview tonight, 30 steals created by Fort Cherry. Bella Bianchini and her sister Gianna, they combined for 18 steals tonight. No. 10 for Bella and 8 for Gianna. It was really just a defensive suffocation. And, again, the story coming in was the loss of Isabella Chaparro for Riverview. You saw how that loss, you know, really changed the dynamic of what this team was able to do in the early stages. You could see why, when you look down that final three-game stretch without her, why it was difficult for the offense to really get going.
It certainly was. And Fort Cherry will move on to the quarterfinals. They will take on the winner of the number 5-seed Rochester team, along with their playing number 12 Apollo Ridge. So that winner they will face this coming Friday, time and location to be announced. And now it's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, is Gianna Bianchini from Fort Cherry. She led all scorers tonight with 20 points, but that wasn't all she did.
Nope, 5 rebounds, pair of assists, 8 steals, 4 triples for the young sophomore. What a night.
Yeah, and some of those three-pointers weren't cheap. She got her money's worth. Several of them were for several feet behind the arc. She was helped out by some teammates. Cornelli with a nice night as well, leading the way. Blake Hoffman on the other side, give a shout-out to her for Riverview. She led them with 12 points. But, yeah, Gianna Bianchini, sophomore, shined bright tonight here on the home gym. Well, that will do it for us here tonight on the WJPA Sports Network. I want to thank you for tuning in. And as always, the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on to monarchtrans.com for details. By Washington Financial Bank. For 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. by Kamara Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at KamaraForSenate.com. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. And by Slovenian Savings and Loan. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Final score tonight. Fort Cherry advances to the quarterfinals by defeating Riverview by a score of 55-24. Eric Bennett, I want to thank him for producing the show tonight. Thanks to Brett Gambita and Easton Pettit on cameras. For Sean Saputo, I'm Rusty Pettit saying thank you for tuning in to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and video on NFHS. Have a great night.